Death and life are in the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18:21, week 3. We've established the fact that there's death and life in the tongue and why. Today we are talking about the word portion that God has given us as new creations or creatures in Christ Jesus when you receive the Lord as your Savior. When that happened, what Adam and Eve brought to the earth in the Garden of Eden through the fall of man of losing the ability to speak life through our tongue came back when we received Jesus Christ as our Savior. Now we are responsible and have opportunity, great opportunity, the capability and the power to train how to use our words and how to drive them, if you will, through our life into our children, our husband, our wives, our community, our jobs, employers, churches, etc. The Lord created this whole planet by his word, let there be. People pay thousands and thousands of dollars to go to seminars to learn this stuff. God has put it inside of you. Even if you've been saved for 20 years, 30 years, and you didn't know it, you have it in you. It has just been laying dormant. So we, at this point, are extremely blessed. We are word-speaking creatures, just like dogs are barking creatures, cats, and so forth and so on. We live through by our words, right? So with that, there's power, and God can anoint and will anoint. He wants us to use our words in prayer and to grow the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God opens up great treasures in the earth. So learn, train, use your words for your children, your husband, your wives, yourself, your country, your church. Learn, train through the word of God, through prayer, through Proverbs, through some Christian seminars that teach you that your words make a difference. We are responsible. Jesus does mention in the New Testament that one day we will be judged for every idle word. And that just means not caring and using your words for every emotion that you feel like. We don't have that right anymore. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, we've taken on his nature. We've said, not my will, not my life. I want yours, work through me. So we really have a responsibility, but the responsibility just brings life, healing and health, financial increase, wisdom, healing in relationships. It brings all of that. When we say, not my will, Lord, but your will, that's not meaning he's trying to take your desires away. No, he's just trying to take away what's going to harm you. Because our will always brings harm. It brings weight. It can bring debt. It can bring this, that, and the other. And he wants to simply give it to us as a gift. And there's no weight and there's no worry with his blessing. So have a good week. That's the third week on the power of death and life in the tongue.